When a backup quarterback joining his third team in four seasons arrives for minicamp, it usually causes more of a ripple than a tidal wave. But Tim Tebow might be the best-known backup quarterback in NFL history. After Denver traded him to New York, Tebow spent a tumultuous season on the bench for the struggling Jets. New York cut him, but this week he signed with New England. Only a game's Doug Tribou was on hand for Tebow's first Patriots practice, and he presents this portrait of a media circus.
Outside Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Tuesday, it was not a typical June day. Local and network television trucks staked out a corner of the parking lot and aimed their satellite dishes to the sky. A deeply religious former Heisman Trophy winner trying to find an NFL home was about to take center stage again. To monitor the situation, ESPN sent anchor Trey Wingo and NFL analyst Matt Hasselbeck to the scene. And even they sounded surprised.
I think a lot of people are wondering, why are we here today in rainy Foxborough for what essentially could be a third-string quarterback for the New England Patriots?
Yeah, it's a great point.
Inside, high above the empty field and vacant seats, the press box was full, really full. The second question of New England head coach Bill Belichick's press conference summed up the situation.
Coach, I cover politics for a TV station in New Hampshire, but I'm here today. How much of a consideration was the attention that I'm sure you knew was going to come with signing to Tim Tebow before making that decision?
None. Tried to do what's best for the team.
Radio, TV, and newspaper reporters from all over the Northeast were there. CNN was there. Even NPR was there. Oh, wait, that's me. But before long, the famously short-winded Belichick was tired of Tebow talk.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've already talked enough about him. See how he does and just go from there.
2 hours later, after practice was over, the real excitement began. Reporters and cameramen bumped and jostled like linemen in a goal line stand. I wedged my arm between a video camera and a reporter's head while my microphone cord draped over someone's neck. The Patriots media relations director set a cone on the sideline and asked the throng to remain behind it. Everyone did, for approximately 2.6 seconds. The pack morphed into a massive horseshoe, then a 15-yard gauntlet.
Let him come all the way in.
When Tebow eventually approached, a few reporters violated an unwritten rule and tried to cut him off at the pass. They were quickly condemned. Then, completely surrounded, he spoke.
First and foremost, I just want to thank the Patriots for giving me an opportunity. I'm very thankful.
And after less than a minute, a lot less, Tebow closed his first public remarks as a member of the New England Patriots.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to working hard every single day and getting a lot better and learning under some great people. So that's all I got, but thank y'all so much and God bless. I'm sure we'll be talking more soon.
And that was that.
That's good.
That's showbiz.
That's why.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
To see a photo of Doug Tribou playing the role of a needle in the media haystack, visit onlyagame.org.